Good afternoon. A winter weather advisory is still in effect for the eastern Catskills, Schoharie County, Helderberg's, western Mohawk Valley, and southern Saratoga region until 4 p.m. Another winter weather advisory goes in effect at 1 p.m. tonight until 4 a.m. Sunday for the southern Adirondacks, Lake George, Saratoga region, southern Vermont, and the Berkshires. We could see some patchy showers developing early on. That precipitation type may initially be a mix of sleet and wet snow, even some of the valley areas where a quick coating of snow and sleet could occur. However, quick warming aloft should allow for precipitation to become freezing rain or rain shortly after developing. With a general east to northeast flow, developing cold air may be trapped and or reinforced across portions of the Mohawk Valley and higher elevations of the Berkshires. Gusty east winds will develop across higher terrain and peak this afternoon and evening, with some wind gusts reaching as high as 40 to 45 miles per hour in areas such as the Taconics and the Berkshires and southern Greens. A band of moderate to heavy rain looks to develop in this afternoon and should continue to move north and east between 7 and 10 o'clock this evening. Most of that steady precipitation looks to end thereafter. Behind that, we could see some patchy fog and some icy surfaces. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple bouts of heavy precipitation will continue across the northwest through the weekend as a series of cold fronts move in off the Pacific Ocean. This will include heavy rain for the coastal ranges, where several inches of rain are expected, with locally higher amounts exceeding 5 inches possible. In addition to the rain, heavy snow will fall over the higher peaks of the Washington-Oregon Cascades, where as much as 2 feet of new snowfall can be expected through the weekend. Some of this heavy snowfall will reach the Intermountain West, with locally heavy accumulations in the northern Rockies. Taking a look at the past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes, they ran from a high of 83 degrees at Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge in West Florida, to a low of negative 3 at Cooper Basin, Idaho, and negative 3 at Foxbrook, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, we are looking at cloudy skies with rain showers that could fall heavy at times, highs approaching into the upper 40s. In Boston, we are looking at cloudy skies with a chance for rain into the evening hours, as highs look to approach near the mid-50s, breezy conditions as well. And in Buffalo, we are looking at cloudy skies with a slight chance for some rain or drizzle as we work our way into the later part of the evening, highs only approaching the low 40s. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 31, while the average low is 14. The record high was 61, set back in 1938, while the record low of negative 12 was set back in 1963 and 1945. Today's sunrise was at 7:16 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:58 p.m., a total of 9 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a difference of 2 minutes and 5 seconds from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are seeing the chance for a wintry mix early on in the afternoon, transitioning over to rain showers as highs reach near the mid-30s. For the night tonight, rain showers look to transition back over to some snow showers overnight as temperatures drop down just below freezing. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at rain showers this afternoon, falling heavy at times as highs reach into the low 40s. We can see wind gusts reaching into the above 20 mile an hour range as well for us here for the night tonight. Rain showers look to gradually come to an end. Behind that, some patchy fog does look to move into the region as temperatures drop down right around 32 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at rain showers this afternoon as highs reach into the low 40s. For the night tonight, rain showers transition back over to some snow showers as temperatures drop down just below freezing. Snow accumulations look to stay very light. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain showers and breezy conditions as highs reach into the upper 30s. For the night tonight, rain showers transition to snow showers as those temperatures drop once again below freezing. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, rain showers this afternoon with highs approaching near 40 degrees. For the night tonight, rain showers gradually transition over the chance for some snow showers and some patchy fog as temperatures drop to around 31. region-wide for tomorrow, another day with a chance for some rain and snow showers on and off throughout the course of the day, as highs look to approach near the low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.